There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yo, this ain't Parents After Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents After Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Class is in session. Please be seated. Behaviors that get attention get repeated. Avoid the power struggle because it will get you heated. Listen to Amanda because she knows how to teach it. Yo, this ain't Parents After Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh.
Hello and welcome to the Parenting with the Punch podcast. I am your host, Amanda Hool. I have a fabulous guest here today, Brittany Morrow. She is the founder of Brittany and Baby, a huge YouTube channel. She's a lifestyle blogger, a mama of four, and to a husband who is a firefighter. I'm super excited to bring her on, so let's give her a warm welcome. Hello, Brittany.
Hey, guys. Hey, Amanda.
How's it going?
Good. I'm so excited. I was just telling my husband, this is my first ever podcast ever.
Hey.
So I'm so excited to be doing this with you, Amanda.
You're in the right place, girl.
Yes. I feel such an honor. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Brittany, so tell us about the YouTube channel. So it's Brittany and Baby.
Yeah.
Now, you started YouTubing about 8 years ago.
Yes. So I got pregnant at 18.
Okay.
And I had no idea about pregnancy. I had nothing, but besides, right, like, you know, what my family told me, and which was not a lot. They're like, teen pregnancy, no. But I had no idea. So immediately, like, what do? You Google. So I got on Google and YouTube popped up, and this was back in 2011. I think YouTube has been around for a few years before that, but it was like right around the era where there was like a lot of family vloggers and teen vloggers. Actually, another mom that I am friends with and I've watched before is Jessica. And I saw her making videos documenting her pregnancy. And I was like, this would be a great way to document my pregnancy, learn, and also inspire others and share my story in general. So it kind of just followed from that, you know, just starting out documenting my pregnancy, and then it kind of trickled into family vloggers. And, you know, now it's turned into a business for me, which I would have never thought that could ever happen. When I first started YouTube, to earn money was, I was like, what is that? How can you earn money from making videos on a social platform? Like, it didn't make any sense to me. But over time and growing my channel and, you know, growing my audience, you know, it's become a business for me. And it's just, it's crazy how I'm here now.
That's awesome. I mean, I love hearing that story, because I was just going to say, like, how, you know, when you, you know, were going through your first pregnancy and sort of like got the idea of going onto YouTube, like, what was your mindset like, in the sense of like, you know, what your plans were, like what your intentions were? Like, you were just kind of winging it, or like you just wanted to put yourself out there? Like, what?
Well, I think I wanted to be able to learn more about pregnancy in general, but somehow relate to somebody else, even if it was just me coming across a blog or whatever.
Right.
But luckily I came across YouTube, and I saw, like I said, another mom, Jessica, making videos and sharing her story and symptoms and how she's feeling, and, you know, just all of that in general, because I had no idea about pregnancy at all. Mm-hmm. And this was all new to me. And I saw her sharing her story, and I was like, you know what, this would be a great way for me to share my story as well. And, you know, share, you know, how I'm feeling and how I'm doing, sort of thing.
Right. No.
So it kind of almost came like a video diary in a sense.
Gotcha. No, I mean, I honor that. I think it's, I think especially in today's day and age, as I'm sure you can attest, the power of social media is just huge. I mean, I'm of course, you know, older, but it doesn't matter. Like I, you know, being in business and sort of just like going through, you know, teenage years and having social media pop up, like the power of it is so important. And I think especially in the parenting world, to have that like outlet and to be able to share your own experiences, and, you know, it is what it is. Like, social media parents do, like, that is their kind of number one go-to, to sort of get tips, right? I mean,
totally. I've learned so much just from YouTube alone. Like, just so, you know, more experienced mothers would watch my videos and give me tips and advice. And of course, you know, got advice from family and friends as well. But honestly, right, I've learned so much just from my viewers alone, and just sharing my story, hearing other people's stories and right, their experiences. It's been amazing.
That's really cool. You know, and it's funny because, like, I find myself, in fact, I was just having dinner with a girlfriend earlier this evening, and we were talking about sort of business, and like, mm-hmm, she's in sales, and we were joking about the fact of, you know, parents, or just people in general, not just parents. Of course, this is the business line of work that I'm in. But, you know, a lot of parents sort of, you know, they'll Google, like, if something is going on. Mind you, keep in mind, my experience is like in working with children with behaviors and just sort of like different things that kind of come up. Mm-hmm. And it can be really difficult, or at least I've seen over the years, is, you know, parents will Google. And I advise not to Google.
Because sometimes Google can be the enemy.
Well, that's because I just feel, and you may be able to attest to this or not, but I just feel that with certain things that you deal with as a parent, and certain things come up, that if you are Googling certain things, that it can almost bring about a different, like, level of anxiety that sort of, like,
for sure,
puts you in this space of, like, you know, just like, you don't want to be thinking, you know, that I'm doing the wrong thing, or that I'm, you know, making the wrong choice or making a bad decision. Because when you're a parent, like, you are the parent, like, you know what's best for your child.
There's just, I feel like I learned this a lot over time, especially with people, because, you know, I was talking about how I got other people's experiences and advice, but sometimes, yeah, advice can be unwanted. And sometimes, you know, people have very strong opinions of what you're doing and the decisions that you're making. So there is that aspect as well. And I also think there's just a lot of pressure on parents in general. Yes. And being that I do put my life out there, and I do put my parenting choices out there, and my children, you know, I'm getting that pressure from not even just myself, because we have our own pressure as our parent, or as a parent, that we're putting on ourselves. And then we have whatever we're searching pressure. And then you have, you know, this audience that watches you, our followers, well, I call them my online family, but your online family,
of course,
and it's, I feel like it's just, it's hard. It's so hard with all the pressure that parents have around them, especially nowadays with social media and seeing other, you know, families that you might be following. And, you know, it's, there's just a lot. It's a lot to take in.
No, it is. So how do you, I mean, how do you, or like, what's your process? How do you find yourself sort of like filtering through that, or kind of like shutting out the naysayers and kind of just, I mean, obviously it's evident, it's clear. Mm-hmm. You have a very successful, you know, YouTube channel and platform in general. And obviously, you know, you're doing whatever you're doing what's best for you and your family. But how do you, you know, how do you kind of filter through that, you know, the naysayers?
That's a hard one. That's a hard one. And that's something I learned over time. And
there's no right answer, girl, believe
me. It's honestly, I've had to have tough skin over the years. You know, at first, yeah. I had, being a young mom, a teen mom,
right.
I thought,
right.
And already feeling a lot of, you know, pressure mm-hmm. and weight on my shoulders.
Right.
And, you know, having constant opinions and everything thrown at me. At first, I took a lot to heart, and I'm like, wow, maybe I am doing something wrong, or maybe, you know, I'm not doing this the right way, or maybe I'm failing at this. Mm-hmm. And then over time, I kind of learned myself or learned about myself as a parent and like yeah. what my values are, what I want to teach my children, or how do I want to raise my children, you know?
Right.
And getting, you know, a lot of opinions and, you know, outside advice. It's kind of like those things with your family as well. You're just like, okay, yeah. Well, thank you for the advice, or, you know, that makes sense. Like, I appreciate it, or I'll just take it in consideration kind of thing, but you don't really do it. I've always told myself, whatever feels right for me, I'll take other people's opinions and everything. And I'll always consider, you know, advice,
right.
But at the end of the day, I'm the parent, and I'm going to decide what's best and what I feel is best. And that's just kind of how I've navigated, even online and like, you know, offline right. in my personal life as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, I that's huge. I mean, I think that's really important, because that's a lot of what I see, because there's just this, you know, overload of information out there,
mm-hmm.
And that feeling of like overwhelm, am I doing the right thing? But I mean, you nailed it. For me too, like, it's values. It's about yes. what is important to you and what your family values are for mm-hmm. you and your significant other, and how you want to raise your children. And at the end of the day, I mean, you have to figure out for yourself as a parent, you know, what sort of styles or sort of, you know, social media professionals, if you will, or guru, you know, whoever is out there in the parenting space, like, what resonates with you, right? Like, I mean, I like to, you know, recommend to parents that kind of, you know, find a few sort of like professionals that kind of gel with your style of parenting, and then stick to that. Like, don't be following all these, like, you know, random, you know, parenting experts, quote unquote, because if they don't line up with your values, obviously, you know, I mean, right. it's not going to help you.
Exactly. And it even goes for, I was going to mention, even like doctors as well.
Cause yes. obviously,
you know, having a pediatrician is just important with your children, but I've had to switch pediatricians a couple of times because I just wasn't meshing, or we weren't on the same, you know, level, I guess I should say, I don't know if that's the right word, but the same level of decisions that I've wanted to make for my children. And, you know, even that is really tough, because I think a lot of parents, and I was this parent as well, being a young mom and just learning everything, and heck, I'm still learning stuff now, but I was really taking, you know, every single day in that for a while, you know, I was just listening to everything that our pediatrician was telling us to do. And sometimes even people in our family, and I was not happy with my parenting choices. I wasn't happy with how I was raising my daughter at the time. So I think that's also very important, is you just kind of have to have this tribe around you of people that, you know, like you were saying, your husband as well, and family. Well, I know sometimes family, that's the hard part, but you know what I mean? Like doctor,
of course,
every, you know, you just want to have that tribe around you that has the same values as you, and, or at least understand where you're coming from, if that makes sense.
Right. Oh yeah, no, absolutely. 100%. I mean, and I love that you touched the piece on the pediatrician, because I think that's really important for, mm-hmm. you know, our audience to hear, and something that I've definitely spoken of in the past, and I probably don't preach about it as much as I should, but, you know, having a match for your pediatrician, mm-hmm. you know, and the reality too is, especially for a child that may be, you know, developmentally delayed, or a child that is struggling social emotionally, which, let's right. be real, a lot of children, you know, have trouble social emotionally, because we're the ones, you know, we're the adults. Parents are the ones that are emulating and modeling all of those healthy coping tools and you know, healthy coping mechanisms. And if the reality of it is unless the pediatrician is a developmental pediatrician, they don't have those skills to be able to recognize those signs.
Right.
So that's really important for parents to know.
Yes, I agree 100%. I didn't share this before, but my son, Nolan, who's 5, he has a muscular dystrophy. So we went through this a lot, especially sharing that journey on my YouTube channel, like all, everything, that whole journey with finding out and the two mm-hmm. surgeries that he had to go through and all the doctor's appointments, all on my YouTube channel. I made sure to document it, which I'm so happy. That's one thing I'm so happy about my YouTube channel, because I'm able to go back and look at those videos yeah. anytime that I want. But just sharing that experience on there was amazing. But I did learn a lot through that process, yeah. how important yeah. it is to have doctors on your side and doctors on your team. How, you know.
Yeah, crucial. Because you, I mean, you know, again, like, you know what's best for your child, and you, of course, want what's best for your child, and you're going to push and fight until the nth degree. Exactly. And if you don't have a doctor that is in line with sort of like how you want to, you know, approach this, you know, it, whatever approach you sort of take, because of course there's, you know, depending on what the need is or the struggle is with the child, that, I mean, that's huge. I mean, that can like make or break. And, exactly. and I've seen that with a lot of families.
Exactly. I agree 100%.
So, I mean, God bless you for even being able to like have that, you know, outlet to be able to sort of, you know, give that and like hold that space for other parents. Now, I mean, aside, but especially because I've worked with so many children of just, you know, with different needs. Mm-hmm. How did you balance that? Like with just kind of being like online and having that social media like presence?
It was, well, I think in general, YouTube and sharing your life, it doesn't, you know, on any social media, it's almost a balancing act. You're constantly going back and forth, like, am I sharing too much, or if I'm not sharing enough, could I be more relatable, can I share more here, or
right.
am I putting too many personal private details out? So
right
in itself, I felt like it was a balancing act sharing all that. Yeah. I always tell myself, if I deep down feel okay with sharing this, if it feels right, go ahead, because you know, it could help anybody. And just getting our story out there about Nolan and his diagnosis, right. just getting that out there could help so many people, and sharing that. Mm-hmm. So I say, if it feels right, share it. If you're having second guesses and, you know, you're thinking this might be too intimate to share, I'll hold it back. So with sharing, right. you know, his whole journey with all the doctor's appointments and surgeries, I kind of had that mindset where what I felt comfortable sharing and what I didn't feel comfortable sharing, and what could be educational and what could be informative. So
got you.
Not just with that, but I think with just our life in general, I'm constantly having that balancing act, especially as my daughter's getting older, because she's 7, you know, she's in school, right. you know, there are some, you know, parents and fellow classmates that know about our channel and watch our videos, even in the neighborhood, because, you know, she's right. 7, she doesn't really know.
Of course.
I'd had to talk, well, hey, maybe we shouldn't share it with everybody because we don't want like the whole neighborhood to know. But I know she's very innocent. She's very proud and she's very, you know, happy to be in the vlogs and the videos and everything. But it is a very, it is a balancing act. There's like a fine line, I feel like, that I'm constantly walking on and
right.
being careful of what I share, you know, especially with just how social media is in general nowadays.
Right.
It's amazing, but it's also can be very scary at the same time.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, are we, like, do we take advantage of sort of, you know, the social media platforms that we have and like, you know, and obviously for you being, you know, having your family on blast and kind of having that like lifestyle, mm-hmm. you know, blogger presence, in social media, that can be really tough. And, you know, that and pretty much leads me to like, which we sort of addressed already a little bit, but like, how do you, so like for me, and it's evident, that you obviously, you know, mindfulness is definitely something that you, you know, adopt in your mentality and in raising your children. Like, how do you sort of like own that in your parenting, like with the YouTube channel and sort of like the social media presence? Like, do you find yourself like, or is it something that you kind of just, and I'm only speaking for myself, like it's something that just become is so innate for me. So like, I don't really think about it, but right. I always just love to hear, especially for, you know, parents that have such a strong, you know, social media presence, like how they kind of navigate that.
Right. And it's so hard because like you were saying, it's almost second nature for me. Like I'm an open book, so I'm ready to share anything and I'm ready to post anything and, you know, whatever is happening that day. So that's a hard one for me because, you know, I want to be able to share our life and just, you know, be relatable, just show you what it's like to be a family of six. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, because the internet can be tricky sometimes and right. not everybody on the internet likes you. Not everybody on the internet wants the best for you. And some people, you know, they want to hurt you. I'm not saying physically, but they, you know, they want.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've learned now, you know, certain things like we can't post, like we're very careful not to post, right. like our neighborhood, things like that, or the kids' schools or anything. So we're very mindful of that. And we try to stay very, very private when it comes to personal stuff and not posting personal stuff.
Right.
But it's just, we're always mindful of that. Like I said, it's
yeah,
like a teeter totter sometimes, like trying to balance that, like be able to share, but also not share too much, you know, at the same time.
No, of course. Yeah, no, absolutely.
I think every family's different. So I feel like whatever balance is right. in your family will work for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it is true. I mean, every family is different and, you know, everyone has their own values and their own sort of, you know, family rules and expectations.
And what they're willing to share.
Exactly. Yeah. And sort of like what works for them and, you know, in their relationship and with their children. But I mean, I give you props, girl, you're doing it. And
thank you. I try.
Yeah. I mean, but
it's a challenge. It's definitely a challenge.
Yeah.
It's being, cause I'm also a stay-at-home mom and working mom. So I'm trying to work around my kids all the time too, which can be a challenge in itself, but we right. try. And my, like I said before, my husband's a firefighter. So he's home 2 days, works 1 day, home 2 days. So that also helps a lot too.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, regardless, you know, you clearly have built something, you know, pretty incredible. And, I, you know, I think it is really important for those families that, you know, that really thrive off of and can really get that, relatability, right. you know, with you and your family. And, you know, again, it just goes right back to sort of the presence of social media today. And I think it's just, you know, for those that are willing to share and be open, I think it is important because there are a lot of families out there that could benefit. And I think at the end of the day, like, you know, you are, obviously a positive role model for many, and that's what's important.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I agree with everything you said. And I think every, you know, family is different when it comes to social media, because I even know personally some family won't even, or some friends won't even put, you know, pictures of their kids on Facebook or something like that.
Right.
So I think just social media, I think some people can be afraid of it and some people are very open to it. And then some people are in the middle as well.
Right.
But yeah, presence of social media is definitely, that's a tough one sometimes.
Yeah, it can be a tricky thing. You know,
tricky, but positive.
Exactly. And that's, and I'm finding myself too, is just, you know, finding that ebb and flow. And really just, this is where we're at. Like at this time in our, like in society, like social media is so prevalent that mm-hmm. a lot of business owners, or just, you know, anyone out there that's sort of trying to be a positive, you know, role model, especially for, you know, the upcoming generations, that we have to take advantage of social media. And if we're not doing it mindfully and, you know, then, you know, obviously we're going to get a different result, but
right.
for those that are out there doing it in a positive light, you know, I have a lot of respect for it. I think it's
just, I do too. I just think about, you know, all the moms and parents, dads too, that benefit, you know, from hearing other people's stories, you know, from social media, and how more relatable we can be nowadays, hearing other people's stories and seeing it right there in front of us. It's amazing.
Yeah. And that's why we just gotta, you know, keep doing what we're doing in terms of just the social media aspect and putting mm-hmm. content out there and just staying in line with your values. And, you know, it's for those that don't line up, then you know, they fall back. They're not going to be your people, and that's okay. Not everybody is going to be your people. Right.
Right. Exactly. So true. I've learned that.
Yeah. Difficult as it can be, but
yes, I agree.
Well, I thank you so very much for being on the show today.
Oh,
and I
you.
Look forward to sharing your information. So your YouTube channel is Brittany and Baby. Can you spell that out for us?
Yes, Brittany and Baby. So Brittney. I always say Brittany like Britney Spears.
Yeah.
But Brittany and Baby. Brittany A-N-D-B-A-B-Y.
Awesome.
Very cool.
And where else are you on social media?
Everything is Brittany and Baby. So my Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, it's all Brittany and Baby.
Awesome. Fabulous. Yes. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate all that you're...
Thank you for tuning in to Parenting with a Punch show. I'm your host, Amanda Hool. Please join my mailing list, parentingwithapunch.com, so you can be the first in the know when my new subscription service comes out very soon for families all over the world. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you can listen to all of the upcoming fabulous guests that I have and former guests. And remember, always keep asking for more. You deserve it. Your family deserves it.
Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No. This is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Class is in session. Please be seated. Behaviors that get attention get repeated. Avoid the power struggle because it will get you heated. Listen to Amanda because she knows how to teach it. Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.